Moncrief on News Talk.
My personal congratulations to the Labour Party candidate Shane Fonan, running in Dublin Bay North constituency for Labour. He's already has the posters up, or at least it's the first ones I've seen. And someone you'll be hearing a lot of is Ivan Yates. As ever willing to make a series of rash predictions on the outcome in the new News Talk podcast series, calling it... Yeah, we'll also feature Sean Defoe trying to get a word in anyways. Afternoon, Ivan.
Good to see you, Sean. Yeah. You're still in the same place.
Is the doll empty now? Has it just completely hollowed out?
It would actually be locked up. Yeah, absolutely. And it won't reopen until once TDs are elected. You don't actually start to get paid or draw expense until you sign the register. So people will be appearing as soon as the counting is done.
Right, so all these people now are technically unemployed who left the door.
Yeah,
today.
They could have a pint or two.
They might have a few bob. Yeah,
exactly.
And would they, so yesterday or during the last few weeks, we can see now on the telly, Michael Dee is signing the dissolution of the doll.
Well, have to get to the match this evening. In fairness, they want to get it done, like.
Yes, would they have been clearing out during the week with massive boxes of stationery and all that kind of stuff?
So if the situation...
Robbing the taxpayer blind.
I was speaking to Breed Smith. And she's retiring. Mm. And she's actually supporting a candidate in Dublin Bay South, Dublin South Central. But she told me you're given 8 days to get all your belongings out the door.
Oh, right.
It's as strict as that.
Okay.
Like, 1 minute you're somebody, next minute you're nobody.
And you're gone.
Yeah.
And so anyone who was hoping, any constituent who was hoping to get the potholes filled on the road.
Well, now's a great time.
Is it a good time or a bad time?
Oh, it couldn't be better.
All right.
Because leave it with me, Sean, I'll get that done for you.
Yeah.
And you poor engineers in the local authority, be inundated. I remember I was down in a by-election once, this guy, Liam Burke, who's a legend. So Mrs. Murphy would say, you know... You see that gutter up there, Berkey? It's not been fixed.
Mm.
And he'd let on, he'd be running. I heard him giving jingo to the end. And of course, we know him at the end of the line. And I'm like, Jesus, fair play to him. He's the only man to speak to him straight.
Right, okay. And so, but like, if they're going around door to door and people are saying, I want this, I want that, is there somebody with them taking notes about this stuff?
No, no. As a TD, you would never leave home without a notebook. And to get a letter back within 4 days, say... Mrs. Murphy, I'm looking into that and I'll have word for you soon.
When you're still a candidate.
So I would have had, so I was allocated so many days to allocate in Gorey or New Ross, not in my home area, to get in and get out in 2 days. So I could have literally 150 people on the road and I'd say, look, one, you write out on all the canvassing cards, sorry to have missed you, Ivan.
Mm.
Okay. Even though I wasn't there.
Personal touch.
A golden rule. And always do not go to a place without leaving a card somewhere. And secondly, you must come back with all the problems. And like, to get this back, Mrs. Murphy, it wouldn't, an incomplete address. And then there's something about, you know, the back window or so. And you just wouldn't know what was a planning problem or what the hell it was. And so you'd have to send some sort of coherent thing. And then after the election, you would personally deal with them all.
Yeah. How do they know? Is there a rule then about when they start knocking on doors? How do you know, when does the Lula alert go off that you go, I'll back up the path here now because this person's going to keep me for the next 20 minutes?
Well, first of all, you need to pick your dumb. I remember I was canvassing one by-election down in Cove and so knocked on the door. There was no answer. I could see in the sitting room they're watching Corrie, right? So anyway, eventually I was pretty persistent and they came out and I said, oh, I see you're watching Corrie. No, I'm not watching Corrie. Feckin' saw them watching Corrie. So like, you want to be careful. Like, it wouldn't be a good idea now to call in the middle of the match after 8 o'clock tonight.
Yes, yeah.
Like, that's just, no, you've got to think of the other person, right? So, and sometimes there'll be a dog and whatever. So the Lulas would be, well, put it like this. You see, I always got the postman to canvass with me in areas, and they knew who the Lulas were. But they were able to say, how are you, Mary? Look who I've got for you. So I'd say, how are you, Mary, as if I knew her all my life. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
There's little. You have to have someone with you who knows them.
Yeah.
This idea, like the Democrats dropping people into Chicago to canvass, that doesn't work. People don't answer the door. Ask yourself, Sean. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that gets you halfway in the door.
So that, and because apparently, like, you know, it said by legend Bertie Ahern, you personally had files of the names of everyone in the constituency and where they were going to vote.
You would have street captains who would know the area, but That's what I mean by an organisation. When there's no election on, hey, so-and-so is after getting sick as in Vincent's, drop him a card. So-and-so a funeral. So-and-so, the lights aren't, the public light, that light has not been shining that public light for 6 months. What are you doing about it? Yeah. So that's your eyes and ears. That's a real machine.
And does that stuff win you an election, though?
Oh, it is. That's how the Healy Rays get 20,000 votes. That's how Fianna Fáil have gone from having 3 seats in Dublin Central to no seat. You cannot beat the ground war.
Yeah. So, because, and so when we, this post is up in Kilkee since yesterday, one texter says. So, like, you know, when the media goes on about, well, it's all going to be about housing, or it's like, how much does that actually factor?
50% is voting for their local TD.
Yeah.
And the other 50% would be issues, national issues and so on. And, you know, it would vary, but there could be a particular area where against that mast going up, there could be a local thing, or say if there was a job closure, or there was a, you know, like take Limerick Hospital or something like that, there could be an issue that would be a big issue. But, you know, when you be calling now the publicans or the hospitality sector going through a bad time, restaurants are talking, you'd need to know where you're going and who you're talking to.
Owen wants to know, can you ask Ivan, is there any chance now is the time to save the number 11 bus route, as every house on the road has a save the number 11 bus poster, so does that equal lots of votes?
Excellent. Wants to know. And not only that, you'd say to him, now we're going to vote on this issue, where do you stand, Sean? And that is the way to do it. That, like, that politics is very simple. And Trump taught us this too, but you didn't need to be taught it. Find out what the people want and give it to them. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And it's the same in business, you know.
And promise so it to them anyway.
If they want the number 11 bus route, the frequency or the thing changed, give it to them.
Somebody else wants to know, what's in it for the canvassers? I get the political wannabes, but the others, are they just true believers?
Well, put it like this. Back in the day, I used to have things. Now, what I would do is I'd bring them to matches and I'd certainly buy them. So say I was going to Ballindagan and they'd have a meeting. I'd go straight in after the AGM and I'd buy 2 rounds of drinks. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So therefore, there would be that. The feeling of that they are my eyes and ears and that they have me at my beck and call, a relationship, you know, it gives them a bit of status in the community. But basically, in towns and that, there would be a social side to it. What's now happened is that those organisations have dwindled, so you actually get your family and friends to do it. And so the organisations have sort of disappeared because people don't want to make that commitment. They've better things to be doing. The other time you might get someone who wants to be a councillor next time out, who wants to wear the work, and they will wear out the shoe leather because they want to be that soldier to the candidate in the long term.
Yeah. Posters in Athenry for the past few weeks, according to Sean. Now, given the redrawing constituencies and increased number of constituencies, half the blue shirts have headed for the hills.
That's right.
Is this one of the most difficult elections to call? It per constituency, or is the general picture maybe more predictable?
Well, first of all, we do have the benefit. So the longest period in this country where there was no national election was when the Dáil was dissolved on the 14th of January 2020. But we had the local and European elections. Mm. And that is better than any opinion poll, it tells you. So, you know, Fianna Fáil had 248 councillors elected, Fine Gael 245. They'd be fancying their chances. Fine Gael are devastated by the succession because, but you take Roisin Shorthall or Catherine Murphy, they can't guarantee that their pony will get, you know, just because I vote for Roisin doesn't mean I'll vote for who you tell me. So succession is very hard to manage, you know, in any party. So even say Sean Haughey retiring in Dublin Bay North, there's no guarantee that Tom Brabazon or Deirdre Heaney will get the vote.
Yeah.
You know, because Sean says so. And sometimes the TDs, it's even worse than that. They've sort of been lying on the shovel for the last 2 or 3 years, not going to the funerals, not doing the clinics, and actually their market share will be down. And that's a real problem for Fine Gael.
Yeah, why have they been not leaning
because
on the
shovel? Because they're not going to come for re-election.
Not coming back, yes. Yeah, so,
And so name recognition is another thing, you know what I mean? And like people do vote a little bit by habit, you know what I mean? Mm. Like 70% of the Dáil will get re-elected, but I'm predicting there'll be 50 new faces. Now, partly because there's 14 more TDs and there's 4 more constituencies, but it is complex. But you see, in the last election, you take Johnny Mithen. Johnny Mithen in Owlert the Ballock lost his council seat in 2019. He got 600 votes, having been a councillor.
Mm.
8 months later. Now, it took me 8 elections to get 9,000 votes. He got 18,000 votes. Go figure. The same Johnny Mytham. And he's going again now. Now, I don't think he'll get 18,000 this time.
Yeah.
But so therefore, I never saw that before. Mm. No, normally, you work your way up and you might get the last seat and then you get one a higher seat and so on. And your career and so on, as you get more senior and more a bit more clout and at the cabinet, maybe on the front bench or something like that. But like at the end of the day, maybe like the Electoral Commission wrote out to people who voted and say, tell me this, when did you make up your mind? And 40% of them said in the last 48 hours. Now, I don't know, you see, if they're telling the truth. Ah. But if people are that kind of fickle and viral about voting, it's actually... So people say with my predictions, I liked your with abandon predictions. But like the point is, if the public don't know, it's very hard for Ivan to know.
Yeah, indeed. Does that have an influence, though? Will people read their... listen to you on the podcast, or will they read some guide in one of the papers and go, well... They're all no-hopers anyway, so why would I waste my vote on them?
So the one thing that... So I go around to all the parties and I say, so you've 70 candidates, rate them all out of 10. Mm. They won't all be 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
So I'm able to see the ones, say they're running three in a constituency, which are the ones they really fancy.
Yeah.
And so I weed it out. But the only thing that everyone's agreed, by the time we're putting up the first podcast at 2 o'clock, we've recorded 12 today, the one thing that Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, everyone agree, is Ivan Yates complete bollocks.
Yeah, well, that's true. That extends outside the political sphere as well.
The point about it is that if I say, oh, so-and-so topped the poll and they're safe, they get 12,000 votes, you know, they get really irate. You know you've cost me 1,000 votes. So what they want me all to say is, you know what, Sean now is a definite chance. Now, in this five-seater, he'll be fighting for the last seat. That's what they love. Every last vote has to be got. And they would actually play clips of that and put it out on their social media.
Really?
Yeah. They wouldn't be putting out that they're safe or that they're no-hopers.
Yeah.
But like there's 580 candidates I'm assessing at the moment. And you could take it, there's 174 to be elected. So there's a lot of dross in there that are quite easy to eliminate.
Tell Ivan the funeral handshaking is seen for what it is, completely false sympathy and has no place unless the politician actually knows the family. Anne-Marie.
Well, you see, you might know the grandparent, but you'd know the younger generation. But I tell you this, the flip side of that, Anne-Marie, is say a party supporter dies and the Fianna Fáil TD goes and I didn't go. I would get more abuse for a generation about that.
Yes.
So you're better to err on the side of being there.
Yeah. I remember being at a funeral years ago in Mayo.
A sacra? Where is it you're from?
Oh, no, this was other part of the family. This is in Mayo. The funeral was just starting and then the door swung open. And like Dracula, in comes Porrick Flynn, sweeps up to the top,
exactly. Yeah.
Starts shaking hands. Yeah. And I go to me, cousin, God, I didn't know you knew me. So I never met the bollocks of my life.
Yeah, no, there's a timing with the, and also like to get quite close to the coffin is important.
Yes.
Yeah.
I joined a smaller left-wing party recently and they've been on to me about canvassing, but I would be worried about knocking on the door of some bigoted right-winger. Should people be concerned about how canvassers would be treated? There has been a lot of that,
A bit of that, and we saw Roderick O'Gorman if he didn't have a vanguard with him. There is hostility, but I tell you what, previously anyway, when there was a lot of elections together, the public got really sophisticated. Thanks, Sean. That'll be grand. Leave it with me. I won't forget you.
Yeah.
You know, just to get them away from the door. Like, they didn't want to engage. And that polite indifference is the worst. I'd rather someone was fighting with you. I'm after voting for you all my life and I'm not happy about this. You have a chance of getting that person. The person who says, that'll be grand.
Yeah.
And the other little catch I'd always watch out for, if they talk about the weather and then they'd say, anyway. Like, why would you say anyway? Anyway, the best of luck. Anyway, like I was saying, just to my canvasser said, they're not voting for me anyway. Right. Why would you say anyway unless there's...
Actually, they're tips, good tips for voters. How to just use the word anyway almost immediately. And in general terms... when this is all over, do you think we're going to get more or less the same thing?
What I think is, I think the Greens will be replaced. Mm. I think Sinn Féin would have to get 45, 50 to form the basis of an alternative government. So the likelihood, even if Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael went down to 70-something, the magic figure is 90, really, they will need either Labour or a group of independents. And the likelihood is that they will be forming a government. But the rotating Taoiseach, you know, who goes first, who the partner is. And you see, they'll be looking for someone who is not looking for a whole lot in terms of either. So the independents will have constituency projects. Who can we get out cheapest? And the other thing they'll be looking, will it hold? So the first row, some hospital row, will they vote, you know, on a Wednesday night in a private members thing? You need to have it. Now, Shane Ross put together a group and it was solid enough. Mm. But then when it came to the toss of the coin between Kenny and Boxer about changing over the junior ministry, there was murder. Boxer will be back.
No doubt about that.
Athlone needs a TD.
Do you get canvassers calling to your door?
Would you believe it? For the local elections, only one person. Now, I live down a Long Avenue. I have two cats that wouldn't be too welcoming. But no, I would welcome them and so on. But and any time I get grief, the way I do it, you know, like say I was in the state and someone said, how dare you call to this door? I didn't like to pass the door. I felt it would be rude to go by your door. And they suddenly feel on the back foot. Like, there's a lot of technique in this show.
There is indeed. And so do you reckon we won't have an actual government till far side of Christmas?
Well, I'd say, you see, if Harris is losing it, he'd want to drag it out for Patrick's Day. Although I hear Trump mightn't guarantee that the Irish get the Cade Mhilleadh Fáilte on Patrick's Day.
Oh.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Ivy House are worrying about that at the moment. But put it like this, they'll want to get it done by Christmas. And, you know, and be heard tell of again in 4 years' time.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, Ivan. Very busy few weeks for Ivan. The first episode of Ivan and Sean Defoe's podcast, Calling It, has been released today at 2 o'clock, and the remaining episodes will follow over the next few weeks. And each episode will focus on a constituency, the candidates, the issues, the challenges, the boundary changes, etc. And Ivan, of course, will make his predictions for those seats. How much are they paying him for this, you ask? Well, here's a clue. What's in the cash machine?
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.